Today's guest is an energetic lady who got her start in marketing years ago and found her calling later in cake decorating, of all things. It's actually another way for her to exercise her eye for design that she's refined over the years. Amber Kamadira-Smith is the founder of Kami's Cupcakes, an exclusive cake decorating boutique located in Australia, and she spends her days crafting amazing work that's good enough you might not want to eat it, but you should because, well, you paid for it, and that's what cakes and cupcakes are for. In this episode, we talk about what it was that made her go that direction and the struggles she had starting up her new dream, learning about leveraging social media and treating the business like a business instead of a hobby. There are a lot of sweet angles to the conversation that entrepreneurs of any experience level would learn a lot from. And after listening, check out her amazing website over at kamiscupcakes.com or follow her on Instagram at kamis.cupcakes. Conversation's already baking now. Come on in.
Describe it. you can't.
Yeah, I think it just, I was talking with somebody the other day and it's like, if there's ever been a definition of psychic damage, like the entire year of 2020 has just been like, boom, that's what it was.
Oh my God. Yes. So, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, and I've considered myself, cause I'm in Australia, if you can't tell by my accent.
It was either that or New Zealand. I couldn't tell.
New Zealand? But yeah. I would love to be in New Zealand right now, honestly. Yeah. I consider myself so lucky to be in Australia and the state that I'm in. We barely had any COVID cases at all, and we've pretty much been able to live fairly normally. I think a couple of months there we were in lockdown, but very thankful that we could continue to live a normal life compared to a lot of other countries and states here.
Yeah. No joke.
Debilitating. It's been awful. You just feel so helpless watching everyone. I can't find the words, honestly.
I think overall here in the US, I mean, there's just been this fabric of deep frustration. Like some people are like, just stay home for a little bit, and other ones are like, don't tell me what to do. And it's like, okay, I mean, that's part of America, you know. You can't you can't tell us what to do, right? But
no.
we're over here, I mean, it's taken a lot longer, but we're back to more of a semblance of normal. But we're also like,
that's good,
we've got our heads on a swivel, you know, like that's really something. So like, we got to be on our toes kind of thing.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Completely.
Oh. Well, yeah. No, I was going to say, I was just thinking today, I'm like, all right, I'm a little bit nervous to talk with Amber. And
oh, really? No way.
Well, because I'm like, I know what you do. And so I've been going to the gym and just banging out squats and big lifts. I'm like, because I feel like I'm going to gain 5 pounds just talking to you today.
Yeah, get your favorite trackies, sweatpants.
Oh, yeah, right.
Get prepared.
There we go. Because we're going to get fat today. We've got to get room for the pants. Yeah, I know what you mean now.
I'm with you. Yeah. It's funny because people expect me as a cake decorator, a cake decorating teacher, to actually love eating sweets and cake. And it's actually not the case at all. People expect me to be munching down on the leftover icings and cakes. But it's not my go-to, honestly. I'm more of a like... And people always seem really disappointed, like I've burst this little bubble in their head of what they expect a cake decorator to be.
Yeah.
It's like, I work with the cake and I love to do that, but I actually prefer a good old meat and cheese board. What are they called? Charcuterie? I can never pronounce the word.
I can't either. It's French. It's just a meat and cheese board. That's what we call them here. Yeah.
That's my go-to.
It's like the total opposite of cake and cupcakes. Yeah, I love it.
It is. I mean, not that I don't maybe snack on the odd fresh cupcake coming out of the oven, because they do taste quite nice when they're freshly baked. And I do appreciate the smell of it. But I love other people's reactions to decorating and eating my cake. So that's enough for me.
That is cool. Yeah, it's almost like I was telling somebody just the other day. I said, you know, when it comes to podcasting, like I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. Like I do a lot of stuff in the technology space. I'm automating things. But when it comes to podcasting, I'm like, I don't partake in it near as much. And I almost feel like a drug dealer. It's like, yeah, I'll make a bunch of podcasts, you know, and I'll let you listen to them. But oh my goodness, I don't listen to my own stock. Like what the heck, right? Just push it out there for the world. But yeah,
oh, so it sounds so like funny.
We got that in common. So yeah, so you are in, and I got to say, first off, like I always kind of check out / stalk people's websites, you know, because
it.
I'm like, wow, what kind of website? Your site is spot on. Like sometimes
Thank
I'll,
you.
You're welcome. I went there the other day and I said, dang, I know exactly what she does. And I love that you've got like blog posts that are just like so niche about like cake decorating and cupcakes. And I'm like, this is, and it's pink. There's pink everywhere.
Yeah,
and
there is.
I'm like, so apparently I know your favorite color is pink at least, but, yeah. But it's just spot on. It's like,
Thank
man, that's really, really cool.
I really, really appreciate that feedback because we spent a lot of time getting that website up and running, and I worked with a fantastic web designer. I'm also I used to be a graphic designer, so a little bit of that comes into play. So I feel like I have a little bit of a good eye for design. So to a point where I'm a little bit too perfectionist, but it really matters to me how I present myself online because that's the first impression people have of me. So I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
Anytime. You did good. Well, I wondered, does your eye for design when it comes to like marketing, like are you using like the same parts of your brain as you do when you decorate a cake, or is it like wildly different? Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic, honestly. You know, through Commies Cupcakes, I always market myself as a graphic designer turned cake decorator or cake decorating teacher now. So really, I actually use my design knowledge to help amateur and experienced cake decorators to take their skills to the next level so they can create amazing edible art. And I feel as though literally anyone can decorate a cake, but like literally anyone can, but it actually takes actually creative talent and skills and that knowledge of design to actually create incredible compositions and masterpieces. Mm-hmm. So I do adapt a lot of what I learned as a graphic designer into my cakes. And that's exactly my point of difference. And I love it. And I found the transition into cake decorating that so much easier because I did have that background in design.
Yeah, I love it. It's always neat when people are, you know, when they're on their path, they're on the entrepreneurial path, and there's something about their background that just makes a next step be the best next step. And it's just like, how did you go from that to that? It's like, well, this is the common thing. It's all design. You know, it's just, you can't eat a website, but you can eat a cake.
No.
You can eat a cupcake. And so it's like, if you screw up, it's just come on, let's eat it, you know, and then nobody has to know. No one's got to know.
Exactly.
I love it. So,
thanks.
Well, so like, what was it that you, so overall, like you decided to start up, why cakes? You know, like you could have gone a different direction. Like what was it that made you start this up?
I know, right? It's sometimes a bit of a random path, and I love where life kind of takes you on unexpected journeys.
Yeah.
So let me take you back quite a few years ago. So I was working full-time as a graphic designer, creating marketing collateral for local businesses, mainly small businesses, but medium businesses as well. So if you're not sure what a graphic designer does, so they design logos, brochures, billboards, car wraps, anything, I've done it. It's incredible. I thought as growing up as a kid, I wasn't really ever academic, and I found my own value in myself through creative hobbies like jewelry making, sewing, photography, that type of thing. And when I was employed full-time as a graphic designer, I'm like, holy crap, like someone's actually paying me to be creative. Like this is amazing. and I fell in love with it. There's structures and rules to design, but it also allowed me to be creative, and it was amazing to take these businesses on like developing their brands and their logos and see their businesses thrive and grow through my own branding. And I loved it, and I thought I'd be in this job for the rest of my life. Like that's how passionate I was about it. But unfortunately, it was only a few short years later, I just felt really unfulfilled in my job and really dejected about it, actually. And it was a real low point in that part of my life. it really just came down to the clientele I was working with as a small business owner. And hey, not totally bagging small business owners because I am one of them, but we usually have very limited funds. And so when we approach people to do work for us, we can sometimes be a little bit controlling. Like, we want to know our money is going to be used effectively, and we get as much money as like value as we can out of it. But in that mindset, when businesses would approach me to do design work, they were sucking out my creativity and really not taking my professional opinion on board. So they wanted me to do what they wanted me, like, yeah, they wouldn't allow me to actually market their business correctly or create logos. So I was constantly creating shit design after bad design after bad design. And when you're constantly creating bad work, like, that makes you feel so bad. Like it made me feel like I was terrible at my job and that I didn't have any talent anymore. Like, I was constantly questioning myself. And I really just came to realize that I needed a creative outlet. It was the only way I was ever going to survive this 9-to-5 job, because it was just soul sucking at that point.
Right.
So around this time, the first episode of the Great Australian Bake Off aired on TV, and it was their cupcake themed episode. And like, it sounds ridiculous, but I was literally obsessed with cakes overnight. And you just ask my husband, my then boyfriend, and my mum at that point, I literally overnight, all I could talk about was making these incredible cakes and all these amazing masterpieces I was going to make, but I'd never touched fondant or buttercream in my life. And here I was just like, hey, I'm going to make all these amazing cakes. You just watch me. My husband's like, Amber, you haven't even taken a cake class yet. Maybe you should do that first before you actually say you're going to make all these cakes. And so a few months later, I took my first class and it just cemented my obsession with it. And, that's really just started. I was thinking about cake every day at work, and then I would go home and make cake and I would decorate with cake. And eventually it just kind of started with friends and family going, hey, can you make a birthday cake for me? Can you make a wedding cake for me? And then suddenly, just through word of mouth, I was getting referrals from people in my community. I had no idea, like, I didn't know them at all. And so it's kind of like I stumbled into business unconsciously and accidentally.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap, I'm actually getting paid for this now. I should probably turn this into something. So yeah, it started out as this form of escapism, and now I have the amazing opportunity to teach cake decorators. And that's what I love the most, is inspiring other people to be creative and really sparking their creativity. Like I found my value again, and I felt so fulfilled, and I want to help other people feel that too. And it's amazing. It's amazing to have that opportunity.
It is. You know, it's a contagious feeling too. You know, when you're at a point in your career and you're like, all right, like, it can't, like, going back to your marketing days, right? You probably thought, okay, I can't keep going on like this. Like, if I do this for another year, I'm going to pull my face off, and it's just not a good place. Right. But deep down, you know that there's something else coming, and whatever it is, you're open to it. And it's almost like your mind, heart, body, and soul are all like open to this idea of what's next, what's coming.
Yes.
And get ready, you know. And then when something happens, it's like, even though maybe part of you looked and was like, it's a cake show, why am I getting so excited about cake? But you're like, I'm doing this thing, I'm doing it. And I just, it's almost like we just become accidental entrepreneurs. Like, whoops, that happened. Yeah.
It really does. And I don't know if it's like I suppose it's across the board with, you know, sole traders and business owners. I don't know if it just pertains to creative industries, but I feel like whenever you do anything creative, someone's like, oh, you should sell that. And suddenly you're in business. And it's never intentional. It is. It's like you stumble in. But it is, you're so right. It's like keeping an open mind about it as well. And I think I was so desperate for something too, anything to just take me away, that was the first thing that I saw. Not that I... first thing that I saw, I suppose, and it's like, oh my God, I'm in love. Yeah. instant.
Oh my goodness. Amazing. It is. Well, you picked a good thing to get into. Well, like, you know, I mean, I guess it's kind of like a free bingo square. People can answer this question and be like the pandemic. But, yeah, you know, what have been some of the major challenges you've overcome on the journey as you build out your cake empire?
Yes. Oh, I love that. Cake empire. I have to steal that. that's a good question, because there's so many things I could mention as a business owner and as a sole business owner too, because you have to learn everything, anything and everything. But I'd have to say that the biggest challenge for me was actually when, you know, I was actively deciding, oh, yep, this is a business, I need to market myself now, was actually putting myself out there online. That was really hard. I was just kind of crippled with anxiety because I was really afraid of people judging me. Like, are they going to like my cakes? Are they going to tear me apart? Like I was so worried about what people were thinking of me. So every time I would create a post on social media, I would be constantly editing out my honest opinions and personality. And I thought I was trying to be professional, but likable enough that people didn't have a chance to judge me. But in hindsight, I was actually just being so bland and unengaging. I had no connection with my audience at all. And a big turning point for me was when I faced my fear. I put on my adult pants and I looked at the numbers coming in on my business, and I had not really any money coming through that door at all. And essentially, I was just a glorified hobby. And I honestly hated to admit that, but I think it was the step and acceptance that I needed to grow and move forward for that. So something had to change, and that's when I decided I needed to really educate myself on social media. So I enrolled in an Instagram social media kind of masterclass, and I started to follow people, you know, because I thought I want to learn the ins and outs of it. I want to know what can I do to form connections, create awareness, and make those sales. So I then also decided to started really actively following businesses on Instagram and Facebook that actually embrace their personalities in their own content and inspire me to do the same. You could see that these businesses were having those connections, people asking questions, engaging, and they were making those sales, at least from what they were telling me anyway on their feeds. So it was around this point where I started to really shift the way that I approached myself online and content creation as well. So it was a real struggle, and the only way I managed to really overcome it was through persistence, really. It was hard because for so long I had been editing myself and hiding myself, and suddenly to do the complete opposite and embrace my vulnerability and my personality quirks, that was really hard. And I was constantly second guessing myself before I'd post anything. I was like, oh my gosh, should I say that? Maybe I should say it this way. I should delete it. I should do something else. But I slapped myself and I'm like, no, Amber, your old approach wasn't working, and you know it wasn't, and you need to stay true to this. You at least give this new shot approach a try. And slowly but surely, just through persistence and consistency, I actually found so much more confidence and more comfort in the online space eventually. And that was amazing, because I did truly start to see that change in my business. So I actually had people engaging with me, like going, oh my gosh, these cakes are amazing, can I buy one? You know, more word of mouth. I was making those sales, and gradually over the span of a year and a half on my Instagram page, I think I started at 1200 followers from when I decided to shift, do that social media shift. And then a year and a half later, I was looking at just over 10,000 Instagram followers, and that was just through organic reach and working on Instagram kind of part-time. It wasn't a full committed thing. So it's amazing, just by finally embracing my true self on Instagram, how, and social media in general, that difference in my business. And yeah, I'm happy to say that sales are going great. I'm very well known in my local community, and yeah, it's all looking up. So I'm so thankful that I was really able to overcome that obstacle, because it was really hard for a good time there.
Shoot. No doubt. Mm. No doubt. Mm. You know, there's something amazing that happens in an entrepreneur's life when they realize they can be themselves, and yes, and that becomes the embodiment of their business. You know, they say people will buy from those they know, like, and trust. And when 100%. We're authentic online, right, it's like, yeah,
yeah,
there's no stopping you. And when you find yourself, you're in your element, you're just going nuts, you're like, I freaking love making cakes.
Yeah.
And just go, and people are like, she freaking loves making cakes, let's get one, you know, because the passion shows up in there. Very cool.
100%. 100%. Like, people relate to your, like, you're humanizing your brand, like your business, essentially. People connect with that. They don't want to speak to a robot.
No, they don't. And if anything, up here, so in the US anyway, it's like people are kind of moving away from the, let's get the stuff off the shelf and just get the box, you know, like, they like mom and pop stuff, you know, small business. You know, the people intimately show up and they're like, hey, Norm, hey, you know, they know who you are, and they love that. Yeah, it's good stuff. Are you on like TikTok at all? Do you ever like speed paint a cake? And okay.
I know, it's definitely on my to-do list. I find that there are so many great social media apps. Is that what the word is? Mm-hmm. Out there? I just don't want to spread myself too thin. So I'm only on Facebook and Instagram, but I am going to be kind of launching myself into Instagram Reels shortly, which I know is kind of their version of TikTok, but that is definitely on my to-do list, cool, to kind of speed paint a cake, share cake decorating tips and tricks, and just relatable content really on Reels. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, as much as possible. And one thing that I've learned, I guess, in my elder wisdom, whatever, I know enough about social media to be dangerous, but one thing I learned was from the school of Gary Vaynerchuk. It's like, reuse the heck out of your content, like chop it up.
Yes.
You don't have to make fresh stuff all the time, and just boom, put it out there. And then people are like, whoa. And you get a whole new segment of people to impress.
It's great, isn't it? And 100% reuse the content when you can. Don't make more work for yourself. And you do, by just not spreading yourself, but yeah, by engaging in those different kind of communication. So you've got, you know, your static posts, you've got Insta stories, and you've got Reels. Like, they're different types of content that people love to bite into, I suppose. So why not take advantage of something you're already doing or created, and just go for it?
Yeah.
Such a great way to reach others. Yeah.
Well, and you've got a huge edge over other people too, just because your background in marketing. I mean, this is like second nature to you. For other people, it'd be like, oh my goodness, I gotta be on all these channels. It's like, for you, it's a piece of cake. You probably do it with your eyes closed. Yeah. It's like, I've been a marketer and I make cakes. Like, why would I not be on all these different platforms? Yeah.
Totally. So,
yeah.
Totally.
Well, what do you wish that someone had told you about this crazy entrepreneur journey 5 years ago? Like, if you could go back 5 years ago and say, dang, I wish I'd known this. Like, what is this?
Yeah, that's a good question too. And I, you know, I realized that the one thing I wish I was told was that it's okay not to love your business every moment of every single day. And it's totally normal to feel, you know, not that it should get to this stage, but it does, but, you know, to be over it, or to fall flat, or not be inspired. Like, that's a normal thing to experience. Because there's a saying out there, I don't know who coined it, but it's like, do what you love and never work a day in your life. And I hate that saying, because it just promotes toxic. I hate the saying. It promotes the toxic positivity. And I feel like that's a really harmful mindset to have about your business. I know when I was going through a low point in my business and I read that quote, and I'm going, what am I doing wrong? Why don't I love my business all the time? But the truth of the matter is, business is a roller coaster ride of emotions. So one day, you know, things aren't going to be perfect. It's going to be hard, but there's also some incredible highs as well. And that's okay. And that's actually really normal. And so I wish that I had kind of known that at the beginning, because I placed just these unfair expectations of myself that I had to be a certain way or love my business a certain way. And if I wasn't, I was doing it wrong. But it's not the case at all.
It's not. You know, somebody told me something recently that it kind of goes in line with that saying, like, do what you love and you never work a day in your life. I guess to be more specific about that, what he said, and I love this saying, is love the labor. And what he means by that is, you know, you're going to dig in, you're going to have to do some really hard things. And yeah, looking back, it's like, well, that's kind of crappy. It sucked. It took a lot of time. And, you know, but you love the labor, not the fruit of the labor, because it's nice, you know, but just really dig in and love that grunt work. And I'm like, I can do that. I can do that.
Yes. You know? I love that. Yes. Cool. I'm with you. Very I get cool. a lot of satisfaction. Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
I also can't remember who it was that told me that either. So we both have sayings we live by that we don't know where they came from.
No.
I guess the biggest question that I've got is fondant. Do you actually eat that stuff or do you just peel it off? You personally?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I peel it off.
Oh my goodness. I peel that stuff off. That is no, it's not. And you're not going to get any objections from me. I think that stuff's like Play-Doh. I'm like,
that's so funny.
Put that on there. I don't want a waterproof cake. Just give me the cake, you know?
Just cream cheese icing. I know, cream cheese. Oh my God, so good with red velvet cake. So good. But no, I myself, like, fondant is my speciality and I model with it. I love working with it, but I don't enjoy eating it. It's so funny. I definitely prefer good old buttercream, American buttercream, or a ganache, dark chocolate ganache. Oh, so, so much better than a fondant. Taste-wise.
Yeah, it's just, the stuff, it reminds me of modeling clay. And every time I get a cake with it, I'm like, just peel that off. It's like a cheese wheel. It's like, you don't eat the wax. Yes, just peel it off and throw it away. I don't care. Feed it to the dog.
Get to the good stuff. Yeah. Just cut your slice, turf it, and then just enjoy the innards, the cake innards.
I love it. No, I saw a show one time. It was it wasn't like a bake-off thing or anything, but one of the dishes that they made was cake. They had the bakers make cakes. And the one judge was like telling one of the contestants, she's like, I'm so glad you didn't put fondant on there. Like, the other contestants did a good job, but you gave me a cake and that's what I wanted. And she's like, I just peel that stuff off and set it aside. I don't even eat it. So thank you for like having it raw and unpackaged for me so I can just get at the good stuff right away.
Exactly. Like, why add something to it then on anyone? Like, if no one eats it, why do we even use it? I mean, I shouldn't say that. I mean, that's how I make my livelihood, but right. Why even add that to the, who even invented it? I don't get it, but you're right. It's like, people want the cake. Give them the cake.
Yep. Well, how would people find you? Because, you know, ultimately I want this podcast to be something that can draw some attention your way. How would they reach out to you? I saw you have a website, obviously.
I do. So my website is commiescupcakes.com. And you can also find me on Instagram. My handle is commies.cupcakes. I would love to see you guys on there. More than welcome to send me a DM, have a chat, and we can talk all about cake. I would love that.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to tell my wife. She's a... She does enjoy decorating cakes. We don't eat a lot of sugar right now. We're eating a lot healthier, but she would make some really cool cakes. I've got the pictures in my computer right now, but she made a little puppy dog cake.
I want to see them.
She made a pig cake. It was
Oh my I'm gonna send them to you.
Yes,
you have to. I want to see that.
I
love seeing other people's work. It's so awesome.
I love it. Well, now, so she went through a fondant stage. So don't be all like, well, this hypocrite. This guy's talking about not liking fondant and his wife. We peeled it off. We didn't eat it. You know, we just did it for show. But
just for prettiness. Just for prettiness.
Yeah. But she made a wedding cake for somebody. And oh my goodness, that was the most nerve-wracking trip.
Stressful.
Well, it was stressful because what happened was we actually made the cake. We were out of town visiting family. So we're like an hour and a half away. And this was, I want to say it was like January. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. And there was a big flood where we were in the U.S. back then. And so we were like stuck for an extra day. But she made the cake. She got it all, like put the rods in there and had it all stacked. And then we're driving back on a gravel road. So I'm like really friggin' nervous. I'm like, if I hit a pothole, like all this work, I'm like, I can see why that show Ace of Cakes is so nerve wracking. They got it in the back of the van swinging around. And I'm like, oh my goodness, she's going to shoot my face off. But we made it just fine. And it was great. She had like roses stuff.
Oh, that would have been amazing. And big props to you for being the transport driver, because my husband has had to do that on so many occasions too. And the amount of times I've just gripped my seat in my car going, holy crap, don't turn this sharp corner. Don't do this. And just the nerves.
Oh, my goodness.
The wedding cake. Oh, my God.
Well,
but that's amazing.
Here's to wives that stress out their husbands then. Yes. Kudos to you. Keep up the great work. Awesome. Well, it's been amazing. It's been amazing finally getting the chance to talk to you. I don't actually feel like I gained 5 pounds because
that's good.
You know, I'm good.
You don't have to work that off. You don't have to work that off then.
I still have my same girlish figure that I had at the beginning of the show, and we'll just rock and roll. Here we go.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Cool. Well, I will let you
back. Great talking with you. Thank you so much.
It has been. And sorry about it canceling the first time. I had something come up, and I'm like, got to get her on.
I don't know. I have a feel like that was me. I think I canceled on you. So don't.
Oh.
I think I ended up, something last minute. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to miss out. And I had to cancel. I'm pretty sure that was me from memory.
Okay. Well, either way, we made it.
We got there. We got there in the end. I love it. It was a great conversation. Thank you.
I agree. Well, thank you. Well, I will let you get back to the rest of your day, evening. What time is it there?
Thank you. 10 p.m.? It's now 6:40 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice and early.
Yeah. Early riser. All right.
I know. Oh, yeah, no, I don't function too well in the morning. But I'm like, it's worth getting up early for you. It's going to be a great conversation.
Well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Well, get up, get that bread, make that cake, and I'll catch you on the flip side. All right.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Fritz. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast? Would I be a fit? Yes. Yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share. And this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on. And also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at ArchDevOps.